Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Idea Talks podcast. I hope you're well. Hello. I would say good morning because it's really early today on Thursday morning, but I hope you're doing well. Hope you're good. If you are new to this podcast, welcome to the Idea Talks podcast. My name is Moadia. I'm your host. If you are a faithful listener or not quite faithful, but you are a listener, we love you anyway, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today is an espresso shot episode, so this is our short, sharp episodes to just get you going, try to keep it to the point, and, you know, very short. So today we have a topic which is part of a series which we started on our last episode, which is around spiritual growth. And I was kind of pondering on, okay, how do I find a topic to fit what I'm going to say? So let's just call it, you know, growth is necessary, or you are expected to grow. When I type this up, it may change, so I warn you, but it's something along those lines about the necessity of growth and how you are expected to grow. There's so many aspects to growth that the Lord has just been speaking to me about in terms of, you know, kind of teaching me on and looking back a little bit about, you know, the characteristics of growth, of what growth really is, what it looks like, how it's received, the mourning about growth, i.e. mourning certain things, not mourning day and night, the other mourning. That would be a different podcast topic, but we'll touch briefly on that. But just the different elements of growth, the joys of growth, the, you know, the challenges, or what the challenges that might be presented as you grow, all sorts of things about growth. You know, I've just kind of had a bit of a reflective time around growth, hence why we started this sort of spiritual growth series. And really, very, very apt, as the Lord will always have it. You know, this month in our community, our focus is on the Holy Spirit. We did look, you know, have a focus on the Holy Spirit much early in the year, but it's so necessary. So last month we were looking at Jesus. Now we're looking at the Holy Spirit. I'll leave next month. Next month's theme is there. The Lord has told us, but, you know, we'll announce that in due course. But it's so very interlinked. We'll probably announce it in the next week or so, because we do have something at the start of next month that we've got lined up, and we want to, you know, make sure you're aware of ahead of time so you can get involved, because it will be valuable to your life. So today we are talking about growth. That growth is inevitable. Growth is expected, right? It's something that expected, right? So you are a child, or you were a baby, you know, even as you're in your mother's womb, there's a stage of growth. But let's just say you came out, you were an infant, you became a toddler, then you became, what's that after, a little child, I guess. Then, you know, you grow into becoming a grown-up child, and then a, you know, teenager, and then a young adult, and then, you know, things just happen. But, you know, we keep growing, right? So growth is expected. That's how God has created things. So same thing from us, from a journey of when we come to know the Lord, you know, when you're quote unquote a baby Christian, you know, you're a baby, there's certain things you don't know, you haven't experienced, and then you start to grow. And then that happens. But the thing about growth is that it's natural. Like in the natural, it's a natural phenomenon. It's meant to happen. But sometimes, you know, we don't grow in all aspects. So some people might grow physically, but they haven't quite grown mentally. That's when we say people are immature, like because they haven't matured up to where they're, you know, where they're meant to be from an age perspective, right? So the same thing can happen spiritually, is that people can be in, you know, they could be a Christian, they could come to know the Lord, be a Christian for 20 years, but really have not grown spiritually. They've just not grown. So they still tick the box as being a Christian. They may still do the things they've always done as they've classed as being a Christian, whether it's go to church or certain things, but they haven't actually grown. And that's really, in a sense, that's really stunted growth, in the sense that, you know, you've grown in numbers, you may have grown, somebody's grown physically, but the growth has been stunted in a sense. I know normally when we describe stunted growth, we describe it as being like, you know, so maybe, yeah, in the concept of like plant or whatever, maybe something is meant to grow and it just like had a stunted growth. It didn't move further. In some ways that is stunted growth, because you've grown in those kind of some elements, but you haven't grown as expected in other things. And God's desire is for us to grow. God's desire is for us to grow, right? So he doesn't expect us to still be in the same place that we were the prior year. And even sometimes, you see, when we grow and mature, we sometimes think, oh, we've matured now, so it's okay to stay that way. But that's not God's expectation. Like, his expectation is we continue to grow. Look throughout the word of God. Look at the men God highlighted, the men who wrote scriptures, the men who are many examples to us. You can see that there was, if you look at their life, there's a constant thing about growth. You know, Paul, the apostle, great uncle Paul, because he's my uncle, really, he really is, you know, spoke about it in so many ways, in so many, like, directly, indirectly, we see the growth. I've actually been reading the book of Acts a lot lately. That's like the way I treat the book of Acts is read it, finish it, maybe take a break 2 weeks, read it again. Like that's the mode I'm in with, of course, studying other parts of scripture. But you know, just, you know, looking at his growth, you know, from even when he became a Christian and started doing exploits for the Lord, the growth pattern, the growth in, you know, okay, once he was a child, he's the one that talked about the scriptures we looked at last time, actually, you know, and also talked about, you know, moving from milk to meat. So we expect it's a growth. Growth is, growth is expected. But the sort of one thing to expect with growth, and this is kind of what I want to talk about more, zone into, is, excuse me. So there was a meme. I'm sorry, it's quite early in the morning. There was a meme or a picture or something of some sort that I saw. And it was of I think it was somebody, let's just say it was a policeman inspecting somebody in a car. But the thing that was in the car was, I have to dig it out, but the thing in the car was like a butterfly, right? And the policeman was looking at a picture of a caterpillar, and the policeman was like, you know, like if a policeman is assessing your, you know, your documents to make sure they're okay. So the policeman was looking at him, or looking at it. So looking at the you know, the butterfly, and looking at the picture, saying, "You've grown, like you, or you've changed rather, you've changed." And the butterfly is, yeah. I'm meant to evolve, I'm meant to grow, you know. And often, like, as much as we don't want to admit it, I know for a fact it's difficult sometimes when you grow for people around you to accept the growth. People that have always known you as, like, this is how they've known you, right? It sometimes is difficult for people to accept growth. That's the full stop. It's like, the same way they said, Jesus, isn't this the carpenter's son? Like, isn't this little boy, you know, that used to run around? Like, isn't this, you know, Joseph's son from that Nazareth that nothing good comes out of? Isn't this one? How can he be the one who's now saying he's the son of God? Or how can he be the one who's now healing people or performing miracles or delivering people? How? Like, you know, and because of that, and it's usually, it's sad to say, it's usually close to home. So you see, he couldn't do a lot of miracles in his hometown, or places that he should technically have been closer to, because they didn't accept him, right? So it's the same way how, like, a prophet is not acknowledged usually in their home. It's like, they're like, is it not this person I changed their diapers, you know? I kind of do it to my nephews a little bit. I see they're all grown now. I'm like, gosh, I changed your diapers. Like, you know, I just look at them and think, wow, you know, how have they grown? And they're now doing this, doing that, you know. It's the same way people look at it, as like they struggle to accept growth, you know, especially those that are close to you. So it's actually a thing. Why I want to talk about it briefly is to just bring it to your awareness, and don't let that hinder you, or don't feel some kind of way about it, because really, it's a thing where people cannot, they've seen you or they've known you when you were in the little stages. It's like, how can you now be here? Like, how? Or maybe they didn't journey with you through that, or, you know, and it's fine, they didn't need to journey with you through that. It's just, they've seen you, or, you know, maybe they felt like they should have had some sort of say in your life or impact in your life, or have been the person that was always the lead or the center of attention or whatever, and you've kind of grown and evolved into who you are, and it's like, how can it be this, you know, this person? So it happens. We see it like in scripture. Jesus is like, in Jesus's life, we see it, clear example. So that's to say to you that that's expected to happen, and do not let that hinder you or, like, you know, stunt your growth in any way. That will happen. That is really how life is. You know, it could be, it could be from any varying, you know, in terms of relationships, it could be from any varying perspective. Something I reposted 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I can't remember, but it's something a friend of mine had posted, which saying, no one tells you about the mourning part of growth, i.e. the mourning when you mourn something that you've lost, part of growth. And I could resonate with that so much, because it's like, we all think growth is like, grow, be strong, you know, you're going to grow. But there are things that happen with growth that are a bit like mourning, because you're like, wow, you know, it's like, imagine Jesus, right? He wants to perform these miracles here. He wants to do these amazing things. But because their hearts are not ready to accept him, and because it's like, they're just like, who's this one? He couldn't do what he needed to do. So in that sense, I can imagine in some ways that his heart was broken. Like, I want to help you guys. I want to help you, but I can't because of the state of your heart. So there's a mourning, in a sense, that happens. And there's a mourning part of growth. So this is literally, and really nobody tells you about it. That's why I'm telling you about it as well. That, you know, sometimes it's like, there's like, you look back and realize, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, this happened, that's happened. But people haven't really journeyed with you, maybe the people you expected to journey with you on that growth path or whatever. There's a mourning part of growth as well, and no one really tells you about it. Not to say you get stuck in the mourning, but it's sometimes like, it gets, you know, you might not know, but over time you look back and you think, oh gosh, that period, something really hurt or something, so my heart had to heal from something, or you have to, or maybe you are still in the process of needing to heal from something that was related to your growth, because something didn't quite happen as you expected, or journey, you know, someone didn't journey with you, or whatever the case may be. But often there is that part of it. Now, what even led me to talk about this specifically was, a few months ago, I remember having a conversation with a dear friend of mine. She as a great friend of mine, we've known each other for many years. We were in a certain level of school together, so we were, you know, so we've known each other from that schooling up until now. You know, we've kept in touch ever so often, like just knowing what's happening in our lives kind of thing. You know, we used to be uber close when we were in school together at that point. I don't know if she's going to listen to this, but she knows that I have love in my heart for her, and she knows this is, she will take it and be like, okay, you do have a point. So anyway, she phoned me a few months ago, you know, just to catch up. It's so funny. We have to schedule this phone call as well because of our schedules, but she phoned me, we had a catch up, all of that. And then I expected, you know, something that she was going to do, which she did, is, you know, she was trying to, you know, when people, your friends are trying to help God, like, ah, this part of your life, what's happening here? Ah, should I do this? And I was like, in fact, before she even said, should I just said, please do not talk to me, or don't ask me whether you should do these things concerning this part of my life. You know, those friends that want to help God, I'm like, I'm very secure in what God has told me. I'm firm. I know. I'm confident. Don't, please stop worrying, you know. So those friends, are you sure? That, you know, all of that. I'm sure you might figure out like what she's talking about. But anyway, so she was talking to me about all of that. And then she said something like, no, I'm only trying to help you because, you know, you were a bit like this, or you are like this, you know. So she maybe mentioned a character trait. Maybe let's just say somebody says you were indecisive, or you were, you know, you were not confident. This is not exactly what she said, but I'm just saying like those examples. Someone might say, oh, you were a this, or you were a stutterer, or you were this, you know, all of those things. So she's like, oh, I'm only trying to help because I know this is how you are. And I was like, I understood, like, I was like, okay, we knew each other like years ago, right? and maybe for this part of my life you were involved in some ways, and maybe I was a little whatever the way she described it, but I just kind of thought that was like at least 20 years ago, like at least. And I'm like, you're referring at, and then you know she referred back to being back in that time of school and you know some of the stuff that happened, and I'm like, so do you think that this character trait has literally stayed the same, or do you think that when I was born God said, you know, and your character develops, right? So do you think when I was born God said, this is how you're going to be, you know, and therefore this is going to run throughout your life? So do you think I've not changed from that part of my life? I just was a little bit like, I don't remember if I actually had a conversation with her. Maybe I passed the comments or something, but I didn't dig deep into it. But I left that phone call being like, I wasn't offended or anything at all. But I just was like, wow, it's so interesting how people hold on to the way you were in a certain stage of life, or they hold on to something and then they just define you by that. And it's often, you know, people that maybe were in a certain stage of your life, right? And it's like they defined you like that. So you getting in their mind for you to move past that is a problem. So, you know, another situation, you know, let's just say an example, somebody had a broken engagement, let's just say many years ago, the person's moved on from it, they've healed, God has been, you know, God has been good, maybe they're even in another relationship, you know, whatever. And then the people that maybe were there, that part of the broken engagement, see them many years after, and they're like, how? Are you okay? Is this, they're still referring to that thing, and you're like, I've moved past that, like, my life. I've even forgotten about it. You know, there's some things that happen in your life that you actually, God helps you forget, that when somebody reminds you, like, oh yeah, you know. So it's things like that, that, you know, you're just like, wow, people actually still hold on to something from before and expect you to be like that. And that's just the way people are. And sometimes on the flip side, we want to make sure that we're also not exhibiting those things or defining people by those things, you know, and really just walking with the Lord and asking him to reveal to us in our relationships every step of the way what we should do, how we influence, you know, like how we influence people, our relationships, etc., right? But, you know, we must make sure we don't get into that same mindset. But the point is that people are like that. They grow, they keep you in a box in their mind sometimes, and it's hard for them to get past it. So you can, my point is, do not get offended by people that just have the stunted growth. Like, they've literally kept you in that, this is how you are, this is the character that you displayed when we're in school about 25 years ago, so I know you're like this, therefore I'm trying to help you. It's like, seriously, do you think that I haven't grown past, you know, whatever it is, you know? So that's really what my point of this podcast is today. Growth is expected, but not everybody accepts your growth, you know. Some people don't accept, you know, maybe they genuinely in a season of life and they helped you a lot, and you know, you've grown up, and then it's now it's like, but I'm the one who helped you. Or it's like, there's sometimes sometimes there can be a bit of a toxic, what's it called? It's maybe a cat called antagonizing, or a little bit of a toxic, somebody always wants to be the domineering character in your relationship. They want to, I just gravitate away from friendships like that, but they want to be a domineering part. So it's like, I was the one that was always dominant, and I want to remain, you know, that kind of thing. It just is. And it's like, you've grown past that in terms of, you understand who you are, you're a bit, you know, you're now journeying with God, and you know, you're growing, you're conscious of certain things in terms of in your life. You're not just living life anyhow. But it's like, they come and say, but how can I need to be like, why, you know, why, how have you moved past this, you know? So I just want to point that out to you. That's really what this podcast episode is about, is that growth, you know, growth is, you expected to grow. Now, I think the topic has changed, in all honesty, but the point I wanted to talk about, really about this point about growing, but sometimes people don't journey with you on that growth, and they can't really accept or reconcile it. And it's not to be, I'm not saying this in any way to be anyhow with people, but it's more so to be aware of it so that you don't get offended for the wrong reason. And not just offended because somebody, you know, if in that case of my friend, I could have been like, da-da-da. But actually, God is actually saying to me, like, she's seeing you in that same mindset from 25 years ago, or even more, right? So that's her mindset about, you know, that's how she has. So she hasn't evolved with you past that, especially in this era, even though you guys have kept in touch, whatever, you know. So that's how it is, and that's how people are sometimes. And as I, you know, we see this with Jesus, you know, but you are expected to grow. You are really expected to grow. I mean, let me prove it to you in scripture, right? So, you know, I love Luke 2 a lot, like, for so many reasons. It's just packed with so much. But, you know, Luke 2 40 says, and the child grew, became strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. So the child grew, he became strong, he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. When he was growing, right, at some point, one auntie would have known him when he was 7 and said, okay, I can see you're growing. But when he then became strong at 10 years old, I'm just giving an example, right, that auntie maybe wasn't there, right? So it's like, then he became filled with wisdom and the grace of God. So when that auntie now sees him at 25, it's like, isn't this little, yes, I've expected that you've grown, but, you know, to become filled with wisdom, to be strengthened, is another level of growth than just like normal, your body growing and expected, right? Even Luke 2, the last scripture, 52, says, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom, stature, and in the favor of God and people. He kept increasing in wisdom and in stature. He kept increasing. You're meant to grow. You're meant to increase, right? You're meant to grow, and you're increasing in wisdom and stature. You see, people expect that when you grow, yes, you increase in the knowledge of wisdom, basic wisdom. Let's just say, okay, you know right from wrong. You know all of that. You can make, you know, judgment. But when you're increasing in wisdom, like God's wisdom, it's another level, which, you know, let's just say you're increasing. Somebody who's 25 years old and is filled with the wisdom of God is wiser than a 50-year-old who just has basic wisdom. That's it. But the 50-year-old will look at the 25-year-old and think, who's this? You know, I mean, this is the 50-year-old that's not discerning and not sensitive to the Spirit of God, and just like, you know, typical, just like, I'm older than you. Who's this? How can you be wiser than me? How can you, you know? But the child grew and kept increasing in these things. So you expect it to grow. Do not let anything or anyone stunt your growth. Don't let how people perceive the fact that you've grown, you know, hinder you, offend you, or stop, you know. Don't get offended. In fact, I think this is going to be a topic. Do not be offended by what cannot accept your growth. Something like that will be the topic. But that's the point. This is no longer an espresso. This is a long coffee. This is like we're drinking an Americano, and we probably had like 2 cups now. So this is longer. But anyway, I wanted to make sure I got this across. So I hope you're good. Take care. Have a wonderful day. I hope this all made sense to you. Share this episode, the podcast, with a friend. Share it on your WhatsApp. Share it on your, all those things that went down earlier in the week. WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter was good to us. Share it on Twitter. You know, share it with your friends. Send them a message. Whatever you were blessed by, this episode or another one, just say, just to bless you, blessed by this, you know, all of this. And we'll continue to talk about spiritual growth. But also do let us know if this resonates with you, or maybe if you don't understand something, or you want to talk more about it. Do let us know. Comments, leave us, you know, all of these things I'm saying, they help us reach other people. So I'm not saying it for accolades. I'm saying it more from, excuse me, helping us to, you know, reach other people. So please, you know, indulge and do that for us. And you know, yeah, as I said, like, if you want to chat some more about it, hit us up on IG. That's probably the best place. You know, just get in our DM chat, or you can drop us an email or something. If there's something more you want to know about it, we can see if we can explore that. But thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful, or for listening today. I'm saying joining. For listening today, have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care and God bless.